As the government struggles to find a solution to a looming crisis in the health sector, hospitals around the country are bracing for the worst. Over 3,800 doctors have handed in their notice in protest against low wages, and as of March, when the resignations take effect, many state hospitals and clinics may find themselves in big trouble, to the point of being unable to provide acute care. One of the worst affected areas is said to be the field of pre- and postnatal care, and expectant mothers are scrambling to register at hospitals where they'll be sure to get medical attention. Daniela Lazarova spoke to Dr. Petr Velabil. He's the head of the prenatal care at Prague's Podolí Hospital, one of the country's largest specialized centers for maternity care. She spoke to him to find out just how badly they may be hit.
Actually, to evaluate the full impact on us, it's quite difficult at the moment. However, the situation looks really very serious because we are actually getting these signals and news from the other facilities across the Czech Republic, and it seems to us that that's quite a global problem, and it's difficult to expect that one single facility, although one of the largest one, would be able to solve the global problem.
So are you expecting to get mothers in who would otherwise have gone elsewhere, or are you threatened by doctors leaving your own clinic?
Actually, the situation of our institute is still absolutely unclear because it's developing every day. We are in a normal times, we are always taking patients from other facilities as much as we can. However, our hospital is actually running at the limits all the time. We are always crowded. We are actually quite on demand, and our patients are coming to us, registered and non-registered, in large amounts. You know, we can provide care to our patients. However, we probably cannot really help other facilities who are understaffed to solve the global problem.
Are you getting signals that they are expecting that?
Actually, yes, because from regions there are news that, let's say, out of 8 obstetrical units, for example, only 1 or 2 are going to be able to provide some care.
What would happen in an emergency if you were to turn away an expectant mother who was about to give birth?
This is a very difficult question. Certainly, the urgent care is actually a priority for any healthcare professional, okay? This is something which we will try to manage and to comply with the needs of emergency patients as much as we can. But as I said, it's quite a global problem, and therefore, one facility and one director of a facility cannot solve the global problem, because we are a piece of a mosaic, a stone in a mosaic, and that single facility, then single piece, is not independent piece.
Oh, I understand that you are holding crisis negotiations now. For how long can you sustain such a crisis? What are the outlooks?
Basically, I believe that the situation could be solved at the crisis level for just few weeks at maximum. As I said, the directors of the single facilities cannot be held responsible because they cannot solve the global problem. And that solution has to come from the top, from the Czech government and from the Ministry of Health.
Do you feel hard done by the government?
So far, we actually have heard many, many proclamations. However, we do not see too many constructive suggestions. At the moment, all the proclamations are rather worsening the situation. We would expect constructive approach which would help to reach some compromise, and then this is probably the only possible solution at the country level.
If we're talking about the entire country, do you feel that expectant mothers and mothers who will have given birth when this happens at the beginning of March, do you feel that their health could really be at risk?
There is no positive, constructive action at the top level. Probably the healthcare could be impaired into such extent that it could impair the health of patients.
That was Dr. Petr Velabil. He's the head of the prenatal care at Prague's Podolí Hospital. A fierce battle has pitted environmentalists